Here we go again. We got hundreds of migrants on trains arriving the El Paso Juarez border. It's been kind of all quiet on the Western Front here for a while. But now with the illegals riding the trains, you're going to see some numbers. You're going to see some numbers coming back into Texas that we haven't seen for a while. Let's get into it. Here we go. The reason I want you guys to see the video is they've got footage of people riding the trains, and you can see just exactly how many people are riding the trains. And you're like, what is that? I mean, and then the image of 100 and whatever, some people in the back of a semi. Imagine going through, you know, Texas this time of year, you know, near the southern border. It is hot there, and you're in an unconditioned semi, you know, metal frame box container. That's terrible. That's terrible. It's what people are dealing with, though, right? So crazy. Okay, let's roll.
Top story this morning. Hundreds of migrants arrived in Juarez yesterday by train from Chihuahua City.
Some migrants say they would try and turn themselves to Border Patrol, while others will seek shelter and food before attempting to cross.
Now, according to Border Report, these groups of migrants had been camping for weeks in Chihuahua.
You can see on the top of the line here, this is a train. Those are all people riding the train. It's just, okay, and then they're going to do en masse border crossings, right? So hold your horses.
Mexican immigration officials made them get off the Juarez-bound trains.
When the camps were disbanded by authorities, they got back on the train, some migrants saying they armed themselves with rocks to prevent Mexican immigration officials from forcing them off again.
Well, migrants have set up 10.
So you've got migrants illegally crossing with rocks to keep the Mexican authorities from deboarding them, but we're not supposed to call it an invasion. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's a tricky one.
It's on the other side of the river in Ciudad Juarez with the intent of attempting to cross this morning.
U.S. Border Patrol has continuously tried to remind migrants that crossing between ports of entry at gates like these is unlawful and could disqualify them from future immigration benefits.
That does not seem to be stopping them, because whatever they're leaving is way worse than, hey, you know what? This might impact your chances of legally coming into the United States. And these illegals are just going, don't care, we're coming anyway.
Anybody that comes into our country, between ports of entry, they're doing it in an illegal way. Regardless of your immigration status, even for a United States citizen, it's completely illegal to make an entry between ports of entry.
We need to be mindful and also to let the community know that we're working every single day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, to do the best that we can to secure the border.
Well, you brought up a great point. It's easy for Border Patrol to say, hey, don't cross here. But between the language barrier, getting it through social media, and then just fighting the pure desperation of some of these folks to get over here, it almost falls on deaf ears. And there's a better than zero chance that some of them will probably try to cross not at the port of entry.
Exactly. Especially, we've heard a lot of rumors will show up. They'll get their information through social media as well. So we'll have to keep a close eye on this, because they're expected to try to cross this morning. So we'll see what's actually happening down by the wall and down at our border. So we'll definitely.
And some of these images you can see here in our graph, I mean, it's just crazy. Like the amount of people that are coming on top of these train cars, absolutely wild. The amount of folks that are coming up, not to mention how incredibly dangerous it is.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just, what are we doing here? Migrants again are riding trains to the El Paso Juarez border by the hundreds, intent on seeking asylum in the U.S. Images obtained by a Border Report camera crew show the arrival in Juarez, Mexico, on Wednesday afternoon of a lengthy cargo train with people packed tightly atop each boxcar. And we haven't seen this for a while. You've seen a little bit. But then also the Mexican authorities, they ground a lot of these trains. So you've literally just been, think of it like an angry dog on a leash. You've just been holding back for a while. And the Mexican government has also been holding people back by moving them, you know, a stop or two back from their journey into the United States. They've been, you know, moving people 6 hours back by bus, whatever. And then, you know, you've continually got this, it's just, it's happening, but they're holding folks back from making that crossing. But there's going to be at some point in time, it's just boom, all of a sudden, here come the thousands that we've been talking about. Because just because, you know, Greg Abbott closes off the Texas border with everything that he's done, that doesn't mean these folks aren't going to try. So this, I believe, is kind of the front end of our spring season of, oh, okay, well, they're back on the trains now. Mexican government's going to kind of give up a little bit. And then does the Mexican government kind of, you know, let go of those reins of all those people that have been working their way towards the southern border? We'll have to see, right? We'll have to see. I think this was a pretty good video here, too. Let's watch this one. We don't need sound for this one. Just watch. Yeah, I think that's it. It's just a quick clip. But if you start, if you look right here at these folks, and here's the other one we saw earlier. Those are all people up on top. That is straight up an invasion. But we're not supposed to call it that. Can't call it that. No, that's, can't go there. So the train was coming from Chihuahua City, southern Mexico, right? Where authorities recently disbanded hundreds of migrants staying in tents behind a convenience store next to the tracks. So you had basically an illegal immigrant tent community staying behind a convenience store next to the train tracks. The migrants set up the camp several weeks ago because Mexican immigration officials got them off Juarez-bound trains. So they took them off the trains. They're doing camp. Now, all of a sudden, they're taking back the trains. The illegals, they're arming themselves and getting back on the trains, and they're going. They're just hell-bent on going. One migrant told local news media that he and some of his peers armed themselves with rocks to prevent agents of Mexico's National Migration Institute from getting them off the trains, as the agents had been doing for the past several weeks. I believe it's been the past several months, not just weeks. So you've got a real scenario there going on, and El Paso is just going to take the brunt of it, because as much as people want to say, oh, well, they'll just get with the cartel and they'll get with the smugglers and they'll go up to San Diego. To me, the raw numbers come with distances. So if you've come from Central America, South America, wherever, you've made it into Mexico, do you want to pay to, you know, absolutely get your path up to San Diego? No, you're probably going to take the path of least resistance, which is geography and shortest distance. And so many other people have made it through El Paso and through, the Eagle Pass area. I mean, the Del Rio sector. You've got so many different places to cross, but there's been this, you know, brakes have been put on going through the El Paso sector and through the Eagle Pass sector. But now I think the rubber hits the road and we actually start to see some of these numbers climb probably pretty quickly. Some migrants told Border Report that reporter that they were headed straight to the Rio Grande to turn themselves in, as they do. Others said that they came with their families in tow so that they would look for a shelter to get food and stay the night before attempting a crossing on Thursday. That would be in Juarez. So they get all the way up to Juarez and then go across the Rio and then turn themselves in. I am traveling by myself and they're waiting for me in Florida, said Johan, an 18-year-old Venezuelan migrant. I left Venezuela on February 5th. Think about that. We are now April 25th. He left Venezuela February 5th, stayed in Mexico some time, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection appointment never came. I will go to the river and see what happens. So you got February, you got March, you got almost all of April. That is 3 months that used to take probably 6 weeks, something like that. So I think those are from Venezuela, maybe 8 weeks from Venezuela. But you've got a bunch of extra time in there because the Mexico government is holding people back. Here's another video that's kind of interesting. These are all people just walking through the streets of Juarez, the border town right south of El Paso. We're not going to do volume. This is just a quick clip. This is what you'd see. streets of Juarez, and all these folks, they're going to make a run, they're going to make a swim through the Rio Grande, and they're going to get there. Yeah. So watch for these numbers to just kind of explode, I think. Richard, another asylum seeker from Venezuela, said he was looking forward to a respite in Juarez shelter before attempting to cross the border. I feel good. I feel strong. And I feel blessed by God to be so close to the United States, he said. And that's kind of some of my thing, is that I think that no matter what, you're just going to have a bum rush across the Rio Grande into various sectors in Texas, because why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you? Multitude of people could be seen coming out of the Juarez rail yard and walking along the streets. Few appeared to be aware or care that the state of Texas has set up razor wire along the banks of the Rio Grande and keeping hundreds of armed Texas Army National Guard troops there to discourage illegal crossings. I was reading a big article about the Florida's version of Florida, not the National Guard, but the Florida State, whatever it is, militia, and they are sending a bunch of people to Texas, and they have really ramped up basically their own private army to patrol the border, because they've got people coming in from Haiti and, by water, and, they need as many personnel as humanly possible. It's just the numbers. And I think this spring and this summer, you're going to see, I keep saying it, and it keeps not happening, but that's just because, at some point in time, that wave is going to break through and you're going to go, ooh, yeah, here we go again. Texas Department of Public Safety on at least three occasions has arrested large groups of migrants and charged them with misdemeanor state riot charges, some with felony criminal mischief charges. So we had that. Let's see if we've got anything going on here. I don't really think there's too much crazy here. As of 5 p.m. on Wednesday, that was yesterday, only a few migrants could be seen at the border wall trying to turn themselves in. It's because they typically make a run for it early in the morning. And so that probably happened this morning. I did a quick search this morning because we're behind by 3 hours or 2 hours. And I was trying to see how many actually crossed. Don't really know what that looks like. But here's moving on to the next story here. Migrants indicted in Texas over alleged border breach after judge dismissed charges. So last Monday, remember it was a couple hundred illegals. They got really worked up and they started cutting the razor wire at the El Paso border. And then they just ran into the United States. I don't really understand what that deal was, but it's like they just got worked up. And then all of a sudden you've got that group mentality and, we got to get in here. There's been a bunch of reasons thrown around, but it didn't really make any sense, right? It just didn't make a lot of sense. They had to have some kind of rumor going on that we got to get in right now, because otherwise there's no point in doing that, because, they're going to get taken to a migrant center anyway, and they're going to go through that whole song and dance. But instead, this group here that they were initially arrested and charged, and then the judge basically said on Monday, last Monday, a handful of days ago, nope, don't see any reason to keep them. You guys are all out of here. He said there were no reason to charge him. But now a grand jury has gone back and said, yeah, we're going to indict, I think, 140 something of them. Texas grand jury indicted more than 140 migrants on misdemeanor rioting charges Tuesday. So the day after the judge, you're all free to go. Grand jury, no, 140 of you, need you to stay. They indicted them on misdemeanor rioting charges Tuesday over an alleged mass attempt to breach the U.S.-Mexico border a day after the judge threw out the case. So you got a couple hundred coming through at one time. You got 100 and something in a huge truck, a semi, and then you got hundreds coming in, on the train. And we're not even talking about all the other crossings and all the other trucks out there and all the other illegal ways they're getting into the country. But we're not supposed to call that an invasion. Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, anyway, no injuries were reported during the alleged breach. No, that was a breach. all this alleged stuff, it's just nonsense, isn't it? It's nonsense. Alleged mass attempt. No, no, no. It was a mass attempt. How many pieces of video footage do we need to not be able to say, to not have to say, allegedly? You know, just look at the footage and you tell me what kind of breach that was. Was that a small one? Is that a minor invasion? Is that a small set of shenanigans going on there? So no injuries reported, which authorities say began when someone in the group cut through a razor wire barrier. Mass arrests also followed a separate incident episode in the Texas border city in March. You've had a bunch of these, right? You've had a bunch of these because they haven't been used to seeing pushback. The illegals coming across hadn't been used to seeing that. Because before that, Customs and Border Protection, Federal Border Protection, they basically just acted like Uber drivers. And where can we take you? They would take them to the migrant center. And then from the migrant center, we'd ship them out to all points throughout the United States, mainly sanctuary cities, right? On Monday, county judge had thrown out the charges against those who were arrested this month, ruling there was insufficient probable cause. Public defender representing the migrants had argued there was not enough evidence and accused authorities of trying to make headlines. Not enough evidence to hold them, even though they came across the border illegally. And there's lots of video out there. All right. Well, you know, anyway, okay. Citizens of El Paso, through the grand jury, essentially overruled the judge's ruling and found probable cause to believe that the riots did occur. No. The riots did occur. It's just, how do you want to interpret them? Yeah. Don't say invasion. Don't say invasion, though, because that really, don't say, you know, a mob, you know, mobbed it through the U.S. border. Don't say that, because, I mean, allegedly, this stuff is so ridiculous. Kelly Childress Diaz, the El Paso public defender who's representing the 141 defendants, said that she wasn't surprised. I imagine that they had already prepared before the hearing even started yesterday, she said. The arrests have drawn more attention to Texas expanding operations along the border, where Republican Governor Greg Abbott has rolled out a series of aggressive measures in the name of curbing illegal crossings. And it has worked. It will work. It is what Trump was doing before Biden got in office and did 64 executive orders and basically rolled back all the progress, you know, in the hopes of keeping his far left extremists happy. Hey, he doesn't like immigration. He doesn't mind illegal immigration either. And, you know, just this whole notion of just come on into the U.S. It'll be fine. Did you guys see that in Chicago, the Let's Go Brandon Johnson? He put another $70 million into the illegal pot, funding illegal programs, whatever. And his constituents, they are starting to get a little worked up over their mayor's shenanigans. They're starting to get a little worked up. They're like, what about us? Hey, we've been here forever. We've been paying all the bills. We pay your salary. And you're giving our taxpayer money to these guys over here who came in illegally. What's the dealio here? What do we have going on? So we know that what Greg Abbott is doing is definitely helping to curb the numbers coming in to Texas. But also the Mexican government, I think that is a lot of what's going on. They are literally holding people back in Mexico. Remember when we used to have the number one policy that really slowed down the illegal immigration was the remain in Mexico? And that means all these people coming from South America and Central America, they're all hanging out and they're all on the dime of Mexico. Well, Mexico got to the point where they're like, and then Biden came into office and no more remain in Mexico. Let's just shift them right on through to the good old US of A. We have taxpayer citizens foot all the bills at that. So following the arrests in March, Abbott responded by saying he sent 700 additional National Guard members to El Paso. Hicks, whom Abbott appointed to the job in 2022, said that although it's not uncommon for a grand jury to indict misdemeanor cases, he felt it was fair to pose the cases before them. In all, Hicks estimated they had arrested over 350 people on rioting charges since March. But don't call it an invasion. I mean, let that aside. I'm not going to let go of that. I'm not going to call it that, but that's what it is, right? All right. Then it goes in to say what might happen to him. It turns my stomach that these people are nothing more than, you know, political coins in a bet that some of our government officials have hedged. Now, it's an invasion, folks, and you need to do pushback to stop that. And that's what the court system's trying to do in Texas. But, you know, good luck with the absolute crazy numbers that are be coming through. All right, here's that story. Mexico stops trailer with 131 migrants south of Juarez. Man, what a tough way to go. You imagine just being in the back of a one of these rigs. I mean, it kind of makes you realize, all right, whatever you got going on in your life, it's probably not nearly as bad to take the risk to pay thousands of dollars for somebody to put you, maybe your kids, maybe your wife, whatever, in the back of just a straight up semi truck and drive for hours on an interstate, you know, in the summer. It's basically summer down there now, without air conditioning. Oof, not good. But those are the levels to which people are willing to go right now, because I think there's a lot of apprehension that, hey, somebody other than Biden might possibly be in office. Things might change. We need to get into the good old US of A. A group included families with children and unaccompanied minors. Mexican authorities on Wednesday stopped a Juarez-bound semi hauling a trailer carrying 131 Central and South American migrants. I've got it where you guys can read it. The truck came up to an immigration checkpoint on the Chihuahua-Juarez Highway south of Juarez, and agents flagged it for inspection. So I don't really read many one-offs, but when, and this is a one-off story, like, okay, this one semi got busted. But you put that together with everybody riding the trains, and you know darn well if there's one trailer, you know, trucks, one semi here, there's dozens and dozens of these on the road right now, because that's just how this works. So you kind of combine all of this. We've got a surge, people. Can we say surge? Can we say that word at least? Is it okay to say surge? I would say we have a big surge happening right now, and we'll just have to follow it and see kind of what the deal is. The trailer held 108 citizens of Guatemala, 22 from Ecuador, and a Salvadorian with no travel documents or humanitarian visas. Well, that's because they're in the back of a semi in the middle of summer with no air conditioning, no lights, just, oh, hope we get there soon. I got to take a whiz. I mean, and the fewer times they stop, the fewer chances they have of getting busted on the side of the road, right? Because it's not easy to, let's roll up the gate on the big truck and have a whole bunch of people get out, take a bathroom break. I mean, that's not exactly an easy thing to do. So they tend to just roll on through and use a bucket, right? Harsh. The agent said that they were concerned about the health of the migrants who were crammed into the box with no air conditioning. Here's what you got going on. You tell me that isn't an invasion. I mean, that multiplied by dozens and dozens and dozens of trucks out there. I mean, it's a known quantity. So that's just, it's wild that this is going on. Need to put the hammer to this, right? And I think we're trying to. Texas is really trying. California's not doing anything. Most other areas, Florida and Texas, they're at the lead of, hey, got to do a little pushback on this. 14 unaccompanied minors and 9 families were among the group. Migrants were taken to an immigration station in Juanos, Chihuahua for medical checkups and to determine their legal status in Mexico, the agent said. The unaccompanied minors and the families later were taken to a shelter run by DIF, the government's Child and Family Services Agency. The unidentified driver was arrested and turned over to the Mexican Federal Police for further questioning. The guy's got to be in some hot water. How much was this guy paid to run that many people, you know, towards the border? Thousands and thousands of dollars, I would think. Because other folks that are running, you know, a car with 2 or 3 people, they're getting $5,000. So you're willing to risk, you know, a semi, you're basically your livelihood. It's got to be more money than that, right? I don't know. But the risk that people are taking, because there's so much reward, you got so much money. Hey, make a weekend run and pay you $100,000, whatever it might be. You know, make a 1-day run, pay you $5,000. Yeah, get that down payment on house in a cheap area, right? Remember when you used to be able to buy a house and if you had $5,000, you could do a damage on a down payment? Those days are over, especially here in the West Coast. Although I was watching Nick Johnson, and he was, where was he? The worst city in Wisconsin. And he showed a map of how many home sales had taken place. It was basically the entire, I forget what city it was, but you'd probably know it if you heard it. And they had a map of this town, I should say, in Wisconsin. And it had so many little pinpoints of homes that had sold for under 100,000. So FHA, 3.5% minimum down, you got 5K, you've got money in there for your closing costs in smaller towns in Wisconsin, right? Even immigration's restrictionists stay away from the GOP's invasion rhetoric. I'm not going to read too much of this, but it's that notion of let's call it something other than what it is, and maybe it won't be as, you know, it won't impact people mentally as bad as it is. Because with the Republicans calling it an invasion, that makes it sound kind of harsh. And you're like, well, what's happening is kind of harsh. So why are we calling it something other than what it is? Well, because then, you know, people, they'll feel like it's, you know, it's just immigration. Let's not even call it illegal. You know, because we've had that whole conversation of don't call it illegal. That's not good. I mean, they're just newcomers. They're newcomers. And I am not against immigration, but the type of immigration that we've experienced the last 3 years, I'm against that for sure. If you've got an orderly system, yeah, I mean, and I know the existing system is broken and it doesn't work, but it kind of felt like during those times during the Trump era, that things were a little bit more orderly. They were a little bit more, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to build a wall. We're going to protect the border. That felt okay. It felt like we're working towards something there, even though you knew hundreds of thousands were still getting through the border because everybody wants to come here and you're not going to be able to stop everybody that wants to get here. But this whole notion of just, you know, having it be wide open, people riding in on boxcars, you know, that whole deal, and then getting off, throwing some rocks at Mexican officials. I mean, the whole thing is just so wacky and wild that I don't know, you know, that you can call it anything other than an invasion. But then the other side is going to say, it's not an invasion. And you're like, well, what do you want to call it? Newcomers. Republican use of the term invasion is putting party officials at odds with the immigration restrictionists behind much of the GOP's ideological framework on the issue. So you're getting kind of into semantics here, right? Don't use that word, use this word. Because this one paints it in a little bit better light. Something like this, I would probably stay away from the invasion word because you can still describe it in horrific terms using actual numbers. Like, okay, well, if you don't want to call it an invasion, what do you call, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people atop of trains, you know, going through Mexico, and eventually they're going to cross the Rio Grande and they're going to cross into El Paso. They're going to cross through the Del Rio sector. What do you call that? Newcomers? All right. Call it whatever you want, but, you know, it is what it is. So kind of this word game is what I'm saying. And the word game will become wildly important the closer that we get to the election time, because the Democrats are going to try and take this and they're going to try and push this issue down and try and make it, what illegal immigrants? There's really not a big, this isn't a big deal. We're fine. It's fine. It's all good. It's all fine. And just ignore what's going on. And then the Republicans are going to be all over it saying, look at this story. Look at this story. Look at this story. But if you look at just the straight numbers, you're like, yeah. San Diego right now, San Diego is, let's jump over there anyway. Here's a term. I don't use that term. That's not appropriate to the border discussion, said Vaughn, who often appears on the face of immigration restrictionism in congressional hearings. So even the most hardcore of folks are saying, don't use a word like that because it just gives the other side ammunition. You guys are calling it an invasion. It's really not. You're politicizing the whole thing. Well, It's a political issue. And I think what you're going to see in some of the polls that you're seeing come out, they reflect that even folks in Chicago, for example, in New York City, they're kind of going, now, wait a minute, all this money is being spent. And what about us? What about us, the taxpaying citizens? We're getting nothing. We're getting nothing, especially in the lower socioeconomic communities that have historically been just kind of push them to the side. They'll be fine. They've always been there. You know, they'll get what they get. Then all of a sudden, these folks coming in from the outside, from, you know, from the Southern Hemisphere are coming in and they're getting top priority. You know, they're getting room, housing, food. They're getting debit cards. They're getting, you know, get a license in the state of Washington with a professional license without having to be a citizen, getting preferential treatment left, right, and center. And I think a lot of these other socioeconomic groups are basically saying, what about us? What about us? And that's upsetting them from the standpoint of their own political party isn't recognizing the impact of all the millions and millions and millions of dollars being spent in communities that didn't have it before for their own people. So, you know, where do you go with that? We'll see how many of those people make a little, you know, shift with their vote in November. Make that vote count, right? Make that vote count. So here's that next article. Nearly two-thirds of Americans believe illegal immigration is a real crisis, not a media narrative. Because so many of these issues, like the whole, we had the whole abortion thing there for a, you know, hot second, right? And that'll come up again as we get close to election time. And you'll see those stories. Somebody that got raped couldn't get an abortion, and that means this. That storyline relative to what you've got going on here, I think this storyline, the illegal immigration, that crosses over so many more boundaries because now you've got taxpayers' dollars paying for the illegals, and there isn't room in the budget for other things that citizens have been waiting on for years and years and years. And they're saying, you know, we're up. It's our turn to get something, but that's not happening. This sucks. Our leadership sucks. And you're like, well, you know, you went into this whole crisis. You know, things aren't looking favorable. Like in San Francisco, the Standard & Poor's Credit Rating Bureau, they basically downgraded the outlook on San Francisco's ability to borrow down the future. Not the actual credit rating, but the outlook, because it wasn't good, you know, looking at it long term. And what's happened with these cities that have gone down the sanctuary city route is that it wasn't good when they declared themselves sanctuary cities. We had already had the pandemic. We'd already had the downtown cores whittled out from lots of businesses and employees working there. You got the whole work from home. So budgets are busted throughout big cities in the United States. They're toast, they're hosed. And in particular in San Francisco. And so you've got these budgets that are just dropping, and yet your expenditures are going through the roof, including, like in Chicago's instance, $70 million just for, here's some more housing, here's some more whatever, here's some more debit cards, here's some more whatever it is that they're spending it on. Kind of seems like it's like the housing, the homeless crisis in California, where they've spent $24 billion between 2018 and 2023. $24 billion California spent. But they don't really know, number one, if it was effective, and they don't really know where the money went. Yeah. But anyway, let's spend some more on the illegals, and I'm sure this will work out. So 32% of respondents believe Biden administration most responsible for the border crisis. Yeah, I don't see the funny thing with the border crisis, and that's why I think the whole wording of the invasion, I think that's why, you know, you've got so much in the way of semantics going on here, and it's because of, you know, the political overture. Is it a crisis? Well, is there any other way to, how can you with a straight face say that President Biden has been strong on border control? You just can't. It's not even an argument. The other side can't even try. You can't even lob up an attempt, right? There's just no attempt there whatsoever. You look at the numbers under Trump, you look at the numbers under Biden, and you're like, wow, that is wildly different. Those are some wildly different numbers. What happened? And you can just literally go through 64 executive orders, remain in Mexico policy, just tossed out. Border customs and border protection, they're just going to be federal Uber service, just drive them wherever they want. And then with Texas doing what it's doing and with Florida doing what it's doing, basically just routing people to wherever they want to go. I mean, if you're not going to have a policy where you're going to kick them out and deport them, then get them where they want to go. Get them to where these sanctuary cities are, like Denver and Chicago and DC and Philly. And, you know, the list just keeps going. All those cities had huge negative budgets, or they knew that was coming. Let's just go ahead and do it anyway. Should be fine. Let's just further the invasion, but we're not calling it an invasion because that's just not responsible. So nearly 2/3 of Americans believe illegal immigration is a real crisis. And I think that has really kind of come to fruition with the way that Greg Abbott has handled it and with the way that Florida has handled it. All right, so now we're going to take all these people and we're going to move them into your city where you virtue signaled that you wanted them. And we'll just see what goes on there. And then that has turned these cities into, oh my gosh, we have to house these people somewhere. Oh my gosh, these people eat. Oof, wow, they eat a lot of food. Never mind, let's come up with another program because they're throwing away too much food. Let's give them $10,000 debit cards. It's really not $10,000 debit cards. It's a debit card that gets filled up with like $1,000 a month. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to give to people for food they were already getting, but enough of them complained. We don't really like the food. We're not eating the food. Don't change the way that they can get their food or the types of foods they can get. Just give them a debit card with $1,000, you know, rolled back onto it every month or so. It'll work out. And they can just spend it on anything. I mean, yeah, what could possibly go wrong? The Axios survey conducted by the Harris Poll also found 51% of Americans would support mass deportations of illegal immigrants. Now, that's interesting. That's interesting to me. That number, when I read that, I was like, okay, all right. That means almost across the board, folks are going, yeah, if they shouldn't be here and they don't qualify, out you go. Which in this, the 51% of Americans included 42% of Democrats. I thought that was a relatively high number for Democrats. You know, that's almost bordering on, hate to say it, but reasonable. But that's how bad the situation has gotten from the standpoint of you just really can't defend the way that the Biden administration is handling immigration right now. 46% of independents and 68% of Republicans. That number doesn't shock me, but yeah, that's a big number. 70%, 7 out of 10 are like, yep, deport them. Illegal immigration remains a top issue for voters in the upcoming election amid a record number of border crossings since President Biden took office. That's going to be the big thing that he's going to struggle with, right? It's just the sheer numbers. What is that number? I mean, that number is going to get bandied about, right? I keep reading, wow, it's 7 million. No, it's 11 million. Don't forget the gotaways, the people that made it into the country that aren't on some list that really isn't used to vet anybody about anything. Because eventually somebody, you know, these illegals come in and they get their name on a list and then they're, you know, they're given parole. Hey, till you get that work visa, go ahead and do your thing. Go on down to Home Depot, see if you can get some day labor. And that's literally what they're doing. The Biden administration ranks higher than any other factor in who is to blame for the border crisis. The survey found is 32% found it most responsible. I mean, what else are you going to blame it on? Who else are you going to blame it on? Because you've got a paired sale analysis going on here in real estate terms. You saw what happened during the Trump years. He kind of went hard on this. That was part of his campaign, right? Build the wall. And he did. And numbers went way, way down. And then all of a sudden, Biden gets in office, fentanyl coming across the border, illegals coming across the border, cartel coming across the border, just exploded. Meanwhile, did Biden make anybody happy with, you know, in the far extreme left. And you make anybody happy? Probably not. So here you go. 7.2 million illegals entered the U.S. under the Biden administration, an amount greater than population of 36 states. And you see all kinds of different numbers on that, don't you? But then again, we're not supposed to call it an invasion. No invasion here. No invasion here. So nearly 7.3 million migrants have illegally crossed the southwest border since President Biden took office in 2021, a number greater than the population of 36 states. I think they're just sending a message to politicians. Get this under control. Chairman of the Harris poll and former Clinton pollster Mark Penn told Axios, adding that the results should serve as a warning to Biden. We keep hearing that. It's a warning to Biden. And you know what we hear from Biden? Well, I'm thinking about doing an executive order that can really clamp down on what we got going on here. You don't need to do any new executive orders. You just need to do what the last guy was doing, which was follow the law that's already on the books. Oh, no, that's, you don't get any credit for that. You got to come up with your own executive order. Whatever executive order Biden comes up with, it'll be something that he's flipping back around from overturning it before. Right? Guaranteed. Because there's only so many tools in the toolbox. You take one out, well, you got to put one back in. You do it enough times, you're left with, all right, guess we got to put that one back in. We'll do the remain in Mexico policy, I guess. I don't know. Who knows, right? Efforts to shift responsibility for the issue to Trump are not going to work. You can't blame this one on Trump. You can try. But, you know, what do you base that on? What are you going to base that on? Well, Trump built the wall. Therefore, more people came in. Not really. Yeah. Trump had, he was harsh on immigration, right? He wanted it orderly. He thought it was important enough to actually try and protect the border. But under Biden, we've done the exact opposite. And here we are. Here we are. And it's a political issue, but don't call it an invasion, right? Don't call it a comeback. Remember that one from LL Cool J? Probably not. That was a good, great song, though. It was a good song. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, both Biden and former President Trump visited the southern border in late February. Yeah, Trump went to where it was a hot spot at one time. And Biden, where did Biden go? Brownsville? Was it Brownsville he went to? I mean, it was somewhere where they, you know, he certainly wasn't going to go to the Del Rio sector. Biden was not going to go to Eagle Pass because that's basically Abbott territory. And they weren't going to have a, you know, shake hands. And so he had to go somewhere where we had a little bit more political people that were going to say, hey, you're doing a great job on immigration. Really like what you're doing. It just seems, you know, you're really getting things together. No. He's just absolutely mucked it up. San Diego supervisor declares city the epicenter for illegal immigration under Biden. This is a supervisor, Democrat run, you know, San Diego. San Diego is just taking it right now. They're just taking it because they lost their funding. They got their funding back for their migrant, you know, their migrant houses where they board them all. And then they, you know, ship them out in buses. But San Diego, you know, two by land, one by sea, that whole thing. But they're getting them by sea, they're getting them by land, and they're getting them by airplane. Because so many folks want to go into San Diego from Quito, Ecuador, from China, because you don't have to have a visa to go from China into Ecuador. And then you fly right into Tijuana. And then, you know, the world's your oyster because you get the cartel to give you a $400 Uber ride hour east of the border there, and then you're in. Bob's your uncle. Hey, it's great. God bless America. San Diego official has declared the Southern California city by the sea the new epicenter of the Biden border crisis as thousands of illegal migrants cross by land and by boat weekly and are released into the United States. There's somewhere like four boats a week being just. They just come in 100 miles an hour, whatever it is, fast by sea standards, right? They're just coming in. They're just bombing into the beach. They literally just put the boat up on the beach, still running. Everybody hops out and then they run to a city street and then they get an Uber. Yeah, they literally get an Uber. Ah, take us to wherever. And they're in San Diego. Jim Desmond, a Republican, leave it up to a Republican to go, hey, this is a big deal. So you got a Republican in San Diego on the San Diego County Board of Supervisors said illegal crossings have not only surged on land, but off the Pacific coast as boats speed by federal military and police to drop off immigrants along the U.S. shoreline. And they've got all kinds of stuff in the air going. They've got airplanes with these crazy $500,000 cameras. I mean, they can see the, you know, whatever insignia is on the side of the boat, if they have that, because so many of these boats are hot and they just, you know, steal them and, hey, let's run this boat up on the shore. We'll drop 15 people off, get our 10K, and we'll go wherever. San Diego is getting 3 to 4 boats washing on the shore a week with illegal immigrants running into neighborhoods. This is on top of the over 130,000 migrants dropped on the streets of San Diego. They just dropped them there. Just boom. Yeah. Good luck with that, folks. Good luck with that. Now there's a handful of NGOs that try and kind of organize where people are going to go. Hey, here's some help. Here's how you get up to Denver. Here's how you get to wherever. Because most of the folks coming into the country, they don't want to be stuck in border towns because there's this fear of, well, if I'm close to the border, that makes it really easy for them to deport me. And I don't want that. So, hey, Denver, here we come. DC, here we come. Philadelphia, you know, far right coast, here we come. Chicago, here we come. Harder to deport back down to the southern border from those areas, right? That's why you're seeing a lot of this. So you got 3 to 4 boats washing up on shore per week on top of all of this other just craziness going on. The most recent available data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection revealed that Border Patrol agents in San Diego region, they arrested the second most number of illegal immigrants in March at 33,000 compared to Tucson with more than 40,000 people were apprehended. So you got Tucson, now you got San Diego. And then Texas would be next. So that is how much the numbers have dropped in Texas. It's like crickets in Texas. And you've still got a handful trying to come across. You've still got those folks who are like, nope, I'm not paying extra. We're going to try this method. And they're still getting through, right? They're still getting through. It's just the numbers are way, way down. Because Abbott is just, you know, he's mucked things up for the cartel from the standpoint of just razor wiring it up. And then if his, you know, Texas National Guard gets there, it's a different story than if Customs and Border Protection gets there first. You know, different outcome, right? So Desmond said that the recent influx was a result of criminal smuggling networks choosing to push across immigrants across from Mexico into the U.S. further west of Texas, where at the beginning of the Biden administration, 2 in 3 immigrants arrested were crossing. So now you have wildly flipped that ratio. And now you are more, you know, West Coast, Best Coast, right? Send them to San Diego. Send them to San Diego. With Texas and Arizona clamping down on illegal border crossings, human smugglers are taking the path of least resistance, although it is further. It is geographically further. So that's why I would say, you know, the numbers aren't going to flip, but you're going to see some pretty explosive numbers going to California. So they're taking the path of least resistance through California, particularly in the San Diego border sector, Desmond said in a post Monday. And you know who's the numbers that have exploded the most? Chinese nationals. Yeah. Those numbers are just like, what? I think it's like 24,000 in the last XYZ period. That's always the number that I remember. And then in, like, you know, 2021, there were 361 in the entire year. It's exponentially ratcheted up. So, and they're mostly military-aged men, but I'm sure it'll all be fine. I'm sure they're just going to come to the U.S. and, you know, get going with their families. They're just all hunker down and do their thing. What's up with that? What is up with all the military-aged men? And then everybody else just ignoring it. Nothing to see here. No, it's all fine. No shenanigans to be had here. It'll all be fine. It'll all be okay. And the rest of us are going, what is going on? This makes no sense whatsoever. I guess it does because we're allowing it to happen, right? Border Patrol is their Uber into San Diego County, and San Diego County will be their migrants travel agents, Desmond said, adding that the federal government had given the county $38 million towards resisting immigrants once they are let out of federal custody and allowed to remain in the U.S. So you've just got this ridiculous situation where you're pretending to arrest them at the border. And then, you know, is it really arrest when you give them a ride to wherever they want to go and basically say, see you later? No, that's not arrest, is it? With federal tax dollars, the county's mission will be to put as many migrants on planes, trains, and automobiles as quickly as possible to other parts of the country. They're playing hot potato. Ooh, good Lord, there's a thousand, there's a thousand. There's a thousand for you, Chicago, a thousand for you, New York City, a 2,000 for New York City. Want to keep them coming? Here's three. Hot potato. Illegals are hot potato, right? Get them off your books. Get them out there. Planes, trains, and automobiles as quickly as possible to other parts of the country. Sorry, America. This is what we've become. And soon, they'll be coming to your town. Yeah, Republican in San Diego making this statement. And soon, they'll be coming to your town. And you know what? Even if your town isn't a sanctuary city town, you're feeling the impact because they're spreading out. They've got to go to other communities because they can't just stay in one community and expect the resources there to just, you know, to be swell. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing pushback from America from the standpoint of, hey, you're letting them all in and they got to go somewhere. So this impacts everybody. And, you know, there's that argument. It's another one kind of along the lines of don't call it an invasion, but it's from the standpoint of every town is now a border town. That's what you're hearing from the right, right? You're hearing Republicans say that. And then Democrats are saying, that's just not physically true. That doesn't make any sense. Not all towns are taking in the immigrants like the sanctuary cities are. And that is true. But the budgets and the ability to take care of all these millions of people and taxpayers paying for all this. I mean, you know, it's, and how about that whole gap in between when they come in and when they're able to get their work visa? What are they doing in the meantime? I mean, we know what they're doing, some of them anyway. You know, they're not all bad hombres. And statistically speaking, they might commit fewer crimes on a basis of, you know, compared to legal Americans, but that's not really an argument because these folks came into the country illegally and a certain percentage of them are committing crimes. So that whole argument, they commit less crimes as, you know, general population. Well, but they would commit if they didn't come in illegally, if they weren't here, you know, how many crimes they'd commit? Zero. Nada. So what are you talking about? Well, that doesn't make our argument. Just don't call it an invasion. Don't call it an invasion. We can't have that. Is there anything left on this one? Yeah, no, it just goes basically on to say, talking about Texas and the Eagle Pass community, which is a 2-hour drive from San Antonio. So yeah, you've got all these little storylines going on and they're all just kind of brewing in the background as Mexico's government kind of holds things back. And then Texas has really done the brush off as, hey, don't try and come through here. We'll arrest your ass. And we might even, you know, deport you. You've got that going on. And then the whole emphasis towards the West Coast, you're going to see that really unfold in real time now. And I believe this kind of first story here, hey, the trains are running again. Catch that train. The trains we're talking about, those are, you know, you'd see lots of documentaries and they're brutal trains. I mean, not only are they going through the desert in the middle of the night, they're freaking cold. And, you heard me talk about people throwing rocks at the Mexican officials because the Mexican officials are doing some horrific things with these people. Like people with little kids won't ride the trains because they're getting picked off by Mexican authorities and, you know, kids are getting sold into sex slavery. Yeah, it's simple as that. As simple as that. And if you're a pretty girl, you don't want to be riding the beast train, right? I mean, it's just, you know, so many things are just so sideways with this. And immigration like this has gone on for years and years and years. Illegal immigration across the border, you know, had crazy terms for people coming across the border. But My issue is that if it was done in an ordered and controlled manner, if there was some effort towards actually protecting the southern border, you wouldn't have this enormous vacuum of millions of people coming from all over the world that are just getting sucked into this illegal immigration that we're not supposed to call an invasion. It's wild, isn't it? Wild. That's one word for it anyway. Thanks so much for watching this video. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We're releasing lots of content. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for supporting, and I'll see you on the next segment. Bye for now.